Hayırlısı.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Samach Vav Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, Miyakiri Yerushalayim Hayu Malavin Oysay Atzuka HaRishonim. That the Chashuv of people in Yerushalayim, they used to go with the Shliach, with the Ish Iti who was taking the Sarim Mishtalech to Azazel. They used to be Malavim, they would go with him to the next Sukkah. Eser Sukkahs Yerushalayim Batzuk. And you should know that there were 10 Sukkahs set up from Yerushalayim until the cliff, until Tzuk, the cliff to Azazel. There were 10 Sukkahs set up. Tishim Ris, a total of 90 Ris was the distance from Yerushalayim to the Tzuk, which if you do the math, Shivu Mechzel Kol Mil, there's not 7.5 ris for every mil, so that comes out to be 12 mil. So 12 mil from Yerushalayim to the Tzuk. Now the Tchum Shabbos is 1 mil. So if they had 10 sukkah, it's 12 mil. So there was 1 mil sukkah, 1 mil sukkah, 1 mil sukkah. The last sukkah was 2 mil away from the Tzuk. So al kol sukkah v'sukkah imrim lo harimazim harimayim. By each and every sukkah, they were able to tell him, take some food, take something to drink, which we'll see more about in the Gemara. U'malavin oisim v'sukkah l'sukkah. And they were able to be malavim from each sukkah to the next. Chutz me'achrin, except for the last one. Chutz me'achrin sheben, she'enu magia yimal tzuk. They couldn't go with them because it was outside of the Tchum. So the Ish Iti himself had a heter, but he was taking the sayer there, but everyone else, they didn't have this heter. Rather, they would stay from a distance, they would stand from a distance, and they would watch the Ish Iti push it down the cliff. Mahio Isa, what did the Ish Iti, what did the Shliach do once he got to the cliff? First he would split the red string in half, half it tied to the rack, a rack over there, half it to the horns of the sayer. He would push it backwards, it would fall downwards. It wouldn't even reach halfway point down the mountain until it already was completely dismembered. And then he would go back to the last sukkah and stayed there until Matzah Yom Kippur. The lacha is that the shliach, him, and his begadim become tameh. So at what point does that tumah kick in? Tanakama says, as soon as he leaves Yerushalayim, that's when him and his begadim become tameh. No, it becomes tameh when he pushes it down the cliff, which we'll see more about in the Gemara. So now says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Eser Sukkahs v'shnei Masar Milin, Hayu Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says exactly like the Tan of our Mishnah, he is the Tan of our Mishnah, that there was a distance of 12 mil from Yerushalayim to the Tzuk, and there was 10 Sukkahs. So again, like we explained when we read the Mishnah, so there's a mil Sukkah, mil Sukkah, mil Sukkah, the last Sukkah was 2 mil away from the Tzuk. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, then no, Teisha Sukkahs v'asara Milin, it was 9 Sukkahs and only 10 mil. So there was again, it was a mil Sukkah, mil Sukkah, mil Sukkah, the last Sukkah was by the Tzuk, so there was, someone was able to be malav of the shliach all the way until the cliff, until the Tzuk. Rabbi Yaisi Aimer Chamesh Sukkahs v'asara Milin, hayu, that there was 5 Sukkahs and 10 mil. How is that possible? It's outside of the Tchum. The Kulanai de Eruv, because you were able to make an Eruv, and through an Eruv you could actually extend your Tchum, so you were able to go 2 mil. So there was 2 mil in the Sukkah, 2 mil in the Sukkah, 2 mil in the Sukkah, and again the last Sukkah was by the Tzuk, so that someone was able to be Malave, the Ishiti, all the way until the Tzuk. I'm Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi said that Tzachli Elazar, my son Elazar, told me that Imai de Erev, if you want to try using an Erev to make it that you could have less sukkahs, so then you'll only last is a filu stay sukkahs vasar milin. You only need 5 sukkahs, you could even have 2 sukkahs, because you could have 4 mil and then a sukkah, 4 mil and then a sukkah, and then the last sukkah is 2 mil away, which you can make the Erev a mil away to extend your tchum 2 mil, and you're good to go. The reason why you can make the first sukkah in each sukkah 4 mil apart is because one person starting from Yerushalayim could go 2 mil, and a person starting from the sukkah could go 2 mil the other direction. So you could have a distance of 4 mil between the two sukkahs, and still there will always be someone being malav the shliach. And the same thing between the first sukkah and the second sukkah. Some people by the first sukkah will make their Erev towards the second sukkah, so they'll be able to go 2 mil that direction. Some people by the second sukkah will make their Erev towards the first sukkah, so they'll be able to go 2 mil that direction. And again, you just close the gap. You covered those 4 mil. So you're able to make it just with 2 sukkahs and 10 mil. And so there's no reason to come out to 5 sukkahs. Says the Gemara, Lamaisa, Kaman Azla Hadatanya, who is the Tanya of the following Braisa, that says, Chutz Me'achrin Shabahen, that they were able to be malavid the Shliach, except for by the last sukkah. So Higia Yimel Tzuk, they didn't escort him all the way until the cliff. Elo Aime Merachik Vareya Es Maisav. They would just stand from a distance and watch the Ishiti. So says the Gemara, Kaman Kirby Meir. This Braisa is like Kirby Meir, because according to Rabbi Huda and according to Rabbi Yaisi, you were able to, the, someone was able to be malavid the shliach all the way until the tzuk. It's only according to Rabbi Meir that the last sukkah, that there was, no one was able to be malavid the shliach all the way until the tzuk. So this brisa which says that by the last sukkah, no one was able to be malavim all the way until the tzuk is like Rabbi Meir. Says the Gemara, kol sukkah v'sukkah oimim la'arimazim v'arimayim. We said in the Mishnah that by each sukkah, so someone would tell the shliach, here, you need something to eat, you need a drink, it's very far, maybe you're hungry, maybe you're thirsty. Says the Braisa, tanami oilam lehutzruch adam lekach. The Maisa, no shliach ever took up them on their offer. No one ever took a drink or took something to eat. Ella, so why do they keep offering? You can't compare a person who has bread in his basket to a person who doesn't have bread in his basket. It's much easier to refuse when you're being offered it. So if he wasn't offered it, it would be very difficult for him to carry on. He'd be hungry, thirsty. Now that they were offering it to him, so it made it much easier for him to keep going the distance. Maya Isa, so we said that what did he do? What did the Ish'iti do when he got to the cliff? We said, that he would cut the red string in half. And then he would tie half it to the rack and half it to the sawyer. In fact, the Gemara of Nikta Kuli Besela, why didn't he just tie the whole thing onto the rack? Says the Gemara, because Kevin the Mitzvah Besoyer, Dilma Kadamu Malvin, U Mitzvah Daite, we're nervous that maybe he's gonna tie, if he ties the whole thing to the rack, he might see it turn white before he pushes down the sawyer down the cliff, and then he's gonna forget all about pushing the sawyer down the cliff. Says the Gemara, okay, so Vinikdre Kuli Bain Karnov, so why not tie the whole thing to the sawyer? Why tie any of it to the rack? Says the Gemara, because Zimnin, the Gamishle, Lereshe, Vlavadaite, sometimes the sawyer might tuck his head under his body, and he won't be able to see if the string turned white, so therefore he tied half it to the rack. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, Brishaino, you they used to tie it on the door of the ulam, on the outside of the door, so that everyone could see it. Hilvin, hayu samechin, lay hilvin, hayu atzeivin. But then if it turned white, everyone was very happy, but if not, then everyone got very depressed. They felt very disgraced. So then they started to tie it on the inside of the door of the ulam. However, v'dayin hayu mitzitzim, people were peeking in, v'rayin, and they were looking, and hilvin, hayu samechin, lay hilvin, hayu atzeivin. And again, if it became white, they would get very excited. That means they got kapara. But if not, if it stayed red, so then they would get very depressed. So iskinishu kaishin aysay chatzir l'vesalav v'chatzir ben karnov. So that's when they switched the system to the way our Mishnah describes it, that half it was tied onto the rack and half it between the horns of the sawyer. This way there weren't too many people who were actually able to see. Amr Rabbi Nachum bar Papa Mishum Rabbi Lazar bar Akaper, that Barishaina originally when the string always turned white, so Hayukaishun Lashon Shel Zahiris Al Pesach Ulam Mibefnim, they used to tie the string on the inside of the door of the ulam. The Kevin Shegiya Sayer Laminbar, as soon as the sayer reached the Minbar, Hayam Alvin, the string turned white. That's what happened every year. The Yedu Shenasis Mitzvaso, and then they knew that the mitzvah was completed, that the sayer reached the Minbar. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, and Hayu Chateichem that the averes will turn white. So that was the simon that when Klai Yisrael got their kapara, that the sire reached the midbar, and Klai Yisrael got their kapara, that was when this red string turned white.